You are Locked On Giants, your daily New York Giants podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, New York Giants fans, and welcome to another edition of Locked On Giants. I'm Ed Valentine of Big Blue View, along with co-host Pat Traina of Forbes, The Athletic, Inside Football, Big Blue View, and a host of other places. Patty, another long, interesting day at Giants training camp. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing well, Ed. It was a long afternoon, but a very productive day. Coach Shurmur changed up the practice schedule a little bit, had practice in the morning, and it was a little toasty out there, but, another spirited, productive practice for them, and we're getting closer and closer to that first Giants preseason game.
Kind of like the morning schedule, huh, Patty?
Six of one, half a dozen of the other. I like it because we finish up early, but, you know, at the same time, I'm not really much of a morning person, so it means I got to get up early in the morning. So I kind of like the schedule.
Which one
last
of us,
year.
Patty, which one of us had to drive, you know, from the Albany area to get here this morning?
Which one of us has to drive, what, around the corner to get to the practices the next couple of days versus which one of us has to drive a half an hour in traffic?
Oh, Patty. What can I tell you? It's, you know, we both have our crosses to bear, I guess.
Yeah, I know. But, hey, look, it happens once a year, and it's part of the job. So I've been busy, you know, tapping away at the keyboard, writing stuff up, coming up with some ideas. Got some really cool and analytical pieces coming up, including one tomorrow on The Athletic that I'm really excited about, and lots more where that came from. So
nice. Patty, I thought that today, probably what we should talk about today is mostly Odell Beckham Jr. A lot. Nothing happened to in terms of no announcement about his contract and all of that, but there was some intrigue out at Quest Diagnostics today, just in terms of people that we saw and the announcement that or the reporting that the Giants had opened negotiations with Odell. So just your thoughts on Odell, on his contract, on some of what we saw, in terms of the people that were out at the facility today.
Well, I mean, first off, it doesn't surprise me that they started talking about the contract. John Maris said that was going to happen when he spoke to us last week. So when he said sooner than later, it was pretty much a given that, you know, that was going to happen. Now, what was interesting today is that Odell's agent, Zeke Sandu, was there in the crowd in the VIP section along with Odell's mother, Heather Van Norman. And at one point, Sandu was spotted talking with assistant general manager Kevin Abrams, who's basically the cap guy, puts all the numbers together. Now, I don't necessarily think they were discussing contracts, out there in the open, but the fact that he was there in person, you know, that's usually a good sign. That maybe they're getting a little closer, or, you know, maybe they're, you know, starting to fine tune the numbers and the terms and whatnot. Now, also worth mentioning is the fact that Steve Tisch, one of the co-owners, was at the facility yesterday. I don't know if he was there today, but I did see him on the field yesterday. John Mara, he's there every day. You know, he was out there on the field. But Dave Gettleman, the general manager, who, if you remember from when he spoke with us, said that he has chemo every other week, he was there today. So, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. And then if you want to throw in a little FYI side note, Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network, who is the insider, usually breaks these types of stories, he was there. So I don't know if it necessarily means that something is pending, but there was a lot of, you know, smoke, if you will, and we're just waiting to see when that smoke becomes, you know, the white smoke telling us that we have that there's a deal in place. So very interesting times indeed.
Patty, I keep telling you, it's not white smoke out
blue
of the quest.
Smoke.
It's blue smoke. Come on.
Hey, cut me a break, man. Long day.
I know. But, you know, definitely a lot of intrigue today. You know, signs basically that the wheels are spinning, that the wheels are in motion, that things are happening. You know, no way to predict when this will get done. You know, but John Mara did say recently that he'd like to have it done sooner rather than later. So I think that we're on the road to getting this done, to getting Odell a deal that's, you know, more than likely going to make him, you know, the highest paid wide receiver in the game, might put him in quarterback territory in terms of contract money. We'll see how that goes. But you know, the thing about Odell at this point, Patty, is what he's done this offseason and this training camp, you know, with all of the questions that have surrounded him in the past in terms of, you know, some of his decision making and some of his ability at times to draw attention to himself for the wrong reasons. You know, he's been a model citizen. He's been terrific all offseason. Not to mention, you know, he's been really good on the field in training camp.
Yeah, and I think all of that is a big reason why that the talks have accelerated. I mean, I have said all along that I thought they would look to get something done before the start of the regular season. And I was also, you know, initially of the opinion that they might wait until halfway through the summer, you know, just to kind of see him on the field, get a sense of, you know, how he looks coming off that ankle surgery. But as you've said, he has done all the right things. He's looked good early in practice, you know, so much for the report that he wouldn't set foot on a football field without a contract because he's out there. He's doing everything. You know, he's even returning kickoffs, you know, albeit not at full speed and not to the point where, you know, guys are charging down the field to tackle him. But he's doing all kinds of things that just show that he loves the game. And I have to believe that the Giants are very happy with what they have seen from him, with his approach. This is a star of the game who, you know, could have very easily said, you know what? The heck with you. I'm not showing up until we sit down and we talk. And he hasn't done that. He has put his faith and his trust in the organization. And I think that's huge. I think that's very understated, the fact that he has put his trust in them and reciprocated, you know, them treating him like an adult and giving him, you know, that clean slate that they promised everybody.
I think that, you know, a lot of credit for that to Pat Shurmur, to Dave Gettleman, you know, for reaching out, for building a relationship with Odell, you know, for building some trust with him. And it looks like it's all going to pay off here. You know, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not the next day, but, you know, in fairly short order, perhaps, you know, we'll have that puff of blue smoke. Patty, let's quickly get a word in from our sponsor today, Vivid Seats.
The NFL is back. This season, don't sit around watching the New York Giants from home when you can be at MetLife Stadium in the crowd, cheering in person, thanks to Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats is offering Locked On Giants listeners 10% off your first ticket order when you use our exclusive promo code LOCKEDON. That's Locked On, one word. New customers only, and the offer is good through the end of August. Preseason and regular season tickets are available now. The Giants kick off their home schedule on August 9th against the Cleveland Browns, and you can be there for all the excitement. Go to vividseats.com or download the app and enter promo code LOCKEDON for 10% off your first order. The offseason is over, the NFL is back, and Vivid Seats wants to help you get to the game.
All right, Patty, let's switch gears a little bit and talk a little bit about what we saw on the practice field today. I think Sterling Shepard referred to today's practice as sloppy. You know, and maybe it wasn't the most energetic practice that we've seen. Maybe it wasn't the most crisp workout that we've seen. But I didn't really think of it as sloppy. Was that your impression?
I didn't think it was that sloppy. I mean, I've seen some sloppy practices in the past, but I didn't think that one was this bad. But what I'm wondering, and it's interesting because although I like this approach by Pat Shurmur, I'm wondering if, you know, this is what the, let me see, the fifth straight practice that he's had them in full pads, if I'm not mistaken. And Shurmur had spoken about, you know, I'd asked him, you know, what's the plan for this week? And he said he wants to have them in practice, in pads, three out of the four practices. So I'm just wondering if a little bit of fatigue might be setting in, you know, because Shurmur did leave the door open to where, you know, if he needed to back off on a, you know, a planned padded practice, he would. So, you know, just something to think about. I know they had the day off on, I think it was Tuesday, but still, you know, he's doing a good job of getting them ready, getting them in football shape, but, you know, there've been some really, really brutal days weather-wise, and, who knows, maybe that's playing into the equation.
Could be just adjusting to going full speed, you know, first thing in the morning, not first thing, but. You know, the morning practice, which was the first time they've done that, you know, but still today, I thought the Giants got some good work in. I thought, I thought Eli Manning had a nice day, threw some good long balls, couple to Shepard, you know, one or two to Khalif Raymond, kind of an up and down day for both of the young quarterbacks. You know, Davis Webb was a little bit more erratic than we've seen him. Kyle Lauletta threw some nice balls today, but he dropped a snap from center and he threw a bad interception. So a little bit up and down from the young quarterbacks. Pretty good day for Eli. Good day for Khalif Raymond. Anybody else that really kind of jumped out at you today, Patty?
Just, you know, I just remain impressed with the defense and how they keep bringing the pressure, you know. They really look good now. You know, some people say to me, well, is it because the offense is so bad? And, you know, it's hard to say because, you know, I know Pat Shurmur talked something about that the other day where he says sometimes it looks like, for example, the offensive line isn't doing well when in fact they are. But I am very curious to see how this defense looks against teams, you know, another team other than the Giants offense, because I have to believe it's going to be somewhere in the middle. And for all the pressure that they've been able to bring against the quarterback, you got to think that that's not going to necessarily continue when they play other opponents who start to scheme for them.
No, you're probably right, Patty. I mean, Shurmur did talk a little bit today about how it's still Giants versus Giants and how they're still getting ready. I think he had one question today from the media, you know, regarding getting ready for games. And he basically said it's too early for that. You know, they still have a couple more practices this week. You know, then I think they're off on Sunday. They come back on Monday. And at that point, they'll probably – you know, begin to practice in a way that'll help, you know, that will help prepare them, you know, to play a preseason game on Thursday night. But you're getting to that point where I'm sure that guys are beginning to really look forward to going up against someone, you know, other than a guy on their own team.
Yeah, I mean, after a while, it gets monotonous hitting your own guys, you know? It's like, okay, when you work against the same guys over and over and over, pretty soon it's like you know what you're going to get. So, you know, now you introduce a new guy that you're working against, and now you've got to go back and you've got to study and you've got to, you know, outwit the guy across from you, and now you're getting your mental juices flowing a little bit more. So I think, you know, maybe there reaches a time that it becomes a little bit stale, but hey, listen, it's all part of the process. And I really like how Shurmur has run this camp. It is not a soft camp. It's been a, you know, a very energetic, very focused and very targeted as far as what they want to accomplish. So it just remains to be seen if the results are there when, you know, the curtain rises on the regular season.
It's been a football camp, Patty. Not necessarily. You know, it hasn't been yoga class or stretching class or Zumba. It's actually been a football camp,
and that's
been kind of refreshing.
We haven't
seen that for a while. So definitely good to see.
I agree. It's I think back to the spa days. I think back to, we got to ease them in let's give them a day off after the 3-day acclimation period. You don't have a lot of practices to waste here. You got to hit the ground running. And Shermer, realizes that and has done that with these guys. And you know what? I think they're responding. And, I'm to give you a little sneak peek about, what I'm wrote for The Athletic, what's coming out, I believe, tomorrow. I wrote that in the past, you look at the Giants in the first month of the season, and I think their record the last 2 years, I think they only won 2 games in the month of September under McAdoo. And they also looked, to me at any rate, they looked sluggish. They looked like they were not in sync. I mean, how many times did we have to say, they're still, they need an extra week or two of training camp. I can remember Steve Spagnuolo saying, I wish I had an extra couple of weeks or something like that. That's because if you're wasting practices, you're going to want an extra week or two. So I like what Shermer's doing. Again, whether or not it shows up on the field remains to be seen, but I think he has the right idea here.
I would agree, Patty. I would agree. And is there at this point, is there anything else, about today or the workouts coming up that you wanted to mention, before we pack it in for today?
No, I think, I like what they're doing. Knock on wood that they continue to not have, I won't say the word, but you know what kind of problems I'm thinking. Don't want to jinx them. But, I'm very excited to see, I wish it were next Thursday already. I know as we record it right now, the Hall of Fame game is going on, and I kind of wish the Giants were playing tonight because I really would like to see how this is all coming together. But in time, it'll happen.
Yes, it will. Next Thursday will come soon enough, Patty. With that said, Giants fans, we will call it a show. We thank you all, as always, for listening. We hope, as we've been working on it, we hope that you're finding the sound quality a little bit better, and we will talk to you again soon. All right. Bye-bye now.